Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Bekurim, Perik Aleph, Mischne Gimel. Ein Nevi'en Bekurim, Chutz mi Shiva Saminim. We only bring Bekurim from the Shiva Saminim, a special seven types of things that grow in Eretz Yisrael that it's particularly praised for. What are they? Chita, wheat, Sa'ira, barley, Gefen, grapes, Te'ena, figs, Rimein, pomegranates, Zayas, olives, and dates. Torah says honey, but it means date honey, not honey from bees. How do I know this? Maybe it should be Bikurim from apples and oranges also. Zaktabat Tanura, the Pasuk says, in regard to Bikurim, V'lakachta mei reishis, you should take from the first, of kol pri u'adam ha'shetavi mi'artzecha. Mei reishis, from the first, not all of the first. Not all peiros are mechuyif in Bikurim, only the Shiva Thamina. Furthermore, even from the Shiva Thamina, they have to be the best kind. So, loymi tamarim shebaharim. We don't bring bikurim from the dates of the mountains. They have less honey than the dates in the lower areas. But loymi peiroi shebiyamakim, and that's from the fruits of the valleys. Besides for dates, generally speaking, the fruits that grow on the mountains taste better than the ones that grow down in the valleys. But loymi zeisei shemen sheinim en amuvcher. We also don't bring bikurim from oil olives that aren't from the best. The Bat Tanura explains the different kinds of olives. Some olives, when the rain falls on them, the oil comes out. Some olives are bitter olives. Even when the rain falls on it, it keeps its oil. Those are the best olives. Those are the ones we bring Bikurim from. The Torah says, when the Torah talks about the Shiva Saminim, Zayas Shemen. The Zayas that holds its oil. Even when the rain is pounding on it. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. We don't bring Bikurim before Shavuos. On Shavuos, we bring a carbon Shtei Alechem. That Shtei Alechem is matter the new Tvua for the Beis HaMikdash. Remember what we learned at the end of Masechtis Arla? On the second day of Pesach, when they were makir, the carbon Omer, the new Tvua that grew that year, becomes Mutter. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't become Mutter until they bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Before that, you don't bring anything that grew that year, including Bikurim. So once again, Ein Nevi'en Bikurim Kaidim Liatzeres. You don't bring Bikurim before Shavuos. The Mishnah tells us, Anshei Har Tzavayim, the people of Har Tzavayim in Eretz Yisrael, Heviu Bikureim, they brought their Bikurim Kaidim Liatzeres before Shavuos V'loi Kiblu Mehem. They were not Mekabalit from them. The Kehanim did not take their Bikurim. Ne'akasa Shevetayra, because of the Pasuk in the Taira. The Pasuk says, V'chaga katsir bikurim esecha shetizra basada. V'chaga katsir, that's the yomtiv of cutting, that's Shavuos. That's when, bikurim esecha shetizra basada. That's when you bring the first fruits of your work that you planted on the field. In other words, the Shtei Alechem. So like explained earlier, the Shtei Alechem was brought on Shavuos. And nothing that grew that year could be brought before the Shtei Alechem. Now, it's not just Bikurim. Suppose I had a carbon mincha. And the flower from that carbon mincha grew that year. You have to wait till after the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos. To eat your personal food, you have to wait for the second day of Pesach for them to bring the carbon Omer. And whenever you want to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash, fruits, or flour, whatever it is, Bikurim, or Menachais, it's only after they bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Bikurim comes only from the Shiva Saminim that are the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. Remember the Shiva Saminim? Chitim, Sairim, Anavim, Teinim, Rimainim, Zesim, and Tamarim. The Torah doesn't really say Tamarim. The Torah says Shemen Zayas, that's the olives, and Dvash. But Dvash means the honey that comes from dates. Now, until now in the Sechtes Chala, let's say, when we spoke about the Chamesh Saminim, so we said Chitim, Sairim, Kusmin, Shibayles, Shul, and Shifar. What about when it comes to Bikurim? Well, when it comes to Bikurim, you have to break up the list. It's just Chitim and Sairim, not the Kusman, Shifa, and Shabbai Lashua. It's just the wheat and the barley, not the spelt oats and rye. And even from these peiros, from the Shiva Semidim, it has to be from the better ones. For example, we learned you don't bring from the dates on the mountains because they don't produce enough honey. Some say they're too sweet. As far as other peiros are concerned, Bidavka from those that are high up, not the ones from the valley. The olives have to be the kind of olives that don't lose their oil when it rains. And we also learned in our Mishnah, you don't bring the Bikurim before they were makar of the Shtei Alechem HaShvuas, and if they do bring it, the Gan wouldn't accept it. Rather, they would put it down and leave it there until Shvuas comes, then proceed with the Parsha of Bikurim. What happens b'di'evad if the Kehanim did accept it? Says the Rambam, b'di'evad, it is kosher.